You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
What is up? Fantasy Sports Today. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Unfortunately, there's only one Chiefs hat in the studio.
Other than I'm taking it home today.
There'd be one on this side. There'd be one on that side. We have two new Chiefs fans in tow. My name is Greg Sussman. I am not a Chiefs fan. To my right, it's the fantasy executive, Corey Parker. What's happening, Corey?
What's the deal, Mr. Sussman? Fantasy executive feeling good and full of energy this morning. I see I opened up my Facebook and I have a brand new message from one Mr. Lenny Melnick. This is going to be good stuff today because I talked to Lenny yesterday.
Yes.
Well, I didn't talk to Lenny. Lenny called me yesterday. I actually didn't get to say a chance to say a word because I don't talk that kind of talk on my telephone. I do it on this radio.
And there you go, fantasy executive. Heated this morning, but it's good. It's good energy.
That was the day I was out, huh? I guess I missed a lot.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
You ever see Elf where he finds the best coffee
yes.
in the world?
Yes.
This here might be the worst coffee. Otherwise, I'm doing good.
Otherwise, you're doing quite well. So we have a fun show on tap for you today. A lot of baseball I want to get to. Certainly a lot of football. And I know the tampering period obviously started yesterday at noon. And I had a discussion with my friends, and I was like, I was saying that, hey, it doesn't really leak out. Like, you hear visits after visit, but it doesn't really leak out till tomorrow at 4 where Schefter goes on his tweet barrage. And they're like, no, you're wrong. It leaks out. And then, boom, I wake up this morning to a bunch of text messages saying, Greg, you're an idiot. Look at all these people that signed. And I'm just like,
who's calling you an idiot?
Well, yep.
My own friends. My own friends.
It's a lot going on. A lot of people have already seemed like they've got their deals done. So this is one of those days where we start to see the shape of the puzzle for the 2018 fantasy football season. So it's starting to come together. And interesting moves that we're going to get into and break down and discuss. I see I have the Kansas City Chiefs hat right here. They have been a major player. And looks like I'll be owning one of their wide receivers. I'll let you know which one a little bit later on.
If you own Pat Mahomes in a dynasty, you're feeling pretty good this morning.
You are, but there's not going to be a more overdrafted quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I don't think so. I think Mahomes will be more overdrafted.
Okay,
now,
I can see it.
We got to see what happens with Jimmy G. They got to add some pieces, though. And I know they gave Goodwin an extension.
A little extension, yeah.
But he's not a wide receiver one. He's a complimentary piece that can stretch the field. He played a hell of a lot better when Jimmy G came to town.
He's a solid wide receiver, too.
I'm hoping Trey Burton signs there.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. So a lot of free agents still remain on the market. A lot don't. I'm going to get to that in about 10 minutes from now. We'll go live on YouTube because there's so much football to discuss. I want to get into it with the video attachment to that. So we're going to do that in 10 minutes from now because we have a lot going on. You know what? I'm going to save this for 10 minutes from now. But when we come back after the break, I want to get into Allen Robinson. Because I think Allen Robinson in Chicago is interesting. Everyone wants to talk about Sammy Watkins. We're going to do it we're going to do it live on YouTube because Sammy Watkins is two biggest fans sitting at this table with me. I want to know what they think of him in Kansas City. But when we come back, let's get into Allen Robinson leaving Jacksonville and headed to Chi-Town. It's Fantasy Sports Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The victories begin in January. The Fantasy Sports Writers Association named Roto Experts winners of two prime fantasy baseball awards. Tim McCullough and Scott Angle joined champion fantasy ranker Jake Seeley on the mountaintop, and now their triumphs are yours with the RotoExperts.com 2018 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package. A full squad of high-profile winners such as Michael Florio and Joe Galina, they're here to help you take it all. Enter code FMTSY at checkout and join the Exclusive Edge Winners Club at RotoExperts.com.
Really just saw a good tweet from Albert Breer. I want to read that to you guys now. Sammy Watkins, Allen Robinson, this guy said,
me and Albert Breer work together.
Where?
At SI.
I apologize.
It's my colleague.
Yeah, your colleague. Have you been texting him this morning?
No, I have not been texting with Andrew Miller, but
Albert Breer. Your buddy.
You're my buddy.
You and Jackson Mason.
I'm waiting to hear from my people over at Sports Illustrated, because apparently my days in this industry are finished.
We'll hear more about that next hour.
We'll hear more about that next hour.
Anyway, so your boy Albert Breer, your buddy.
My guy. He's not my guy.
You don't like Albert Breer?
No, I'm not really a fan. Remember last year with Adam Jones? He said Adam Jones was lying.
He told me this.
Yeah. I think we need to get David Accord. I'll be like the
movie. Oh, yeah. Mr. Breer, Mr. Parson, come together. Let's do it.
All right. So basically, he was saying all these free agents, Watkins, Allen Robinson, who we're going to talk about here, they're all signing 3-year deals. Yes, because you want to stay in your prime, obviously, when you get your next contract. But it will also be potentially the first offseason of the next CBA.
No doubt.
You could have that cap go even higher than it currently is, where it's at an all-time high right now. Before we get into the football with Allen Robinson, I want to remind you to go check out Fantrax.com, which is where you can create the ultimate dynasty keeper or redraft fantasy league using Fantrax's free commissioner product. Find out how it feels to have the deepest player pool, multi-team trades, plus salary and contract options at your fingertips, all of which are fully customizable. And with Fantrax Treasurer, you can set league entry fees, safely distribute payouts without a third party, so you don't have to track down an owner for payment. We're going to use the promo code today, and it's AL for Al, as in Al Melchior. You get a chance to win 10 private consultations with the Beast, the host of Fantasy Baseball Hour, Al Melchior. It's $109 value, which you can get for free.
Do the math on that.
Find out why Fantrax is the home of fantasy sports, and check out Fantrax.com today.
So if you get 10 consultations for $109, how much is that per consultation?
Well, 10 and 100 would be 10.
Okay. So where's the other? All right, so basically,
you get $9 for free.
Correct.
But Al Melchior is doing a lot for $10.
For people out there that haven't played on the site. Last year, I have to give them credit. One of the leagues I won on there, I mean, I was paid like that. They did PayPal, so it was in my account right overnight.
Yep.
So I just wanted to
shout out to Fantrax for making sure they get people right. And that's what's popping.
And they didn't even pay for that part.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that.
How about that?
They should have wrote that.
That's honesty.
That is why they brought Matt Modica here.
That's why they brought Matt Modica here. Fantrax should be paying him. All right. So, Allen Robinson.
Oh, wait. Before we get into...
Sure.
Real quick. The Bills are going to have like $100 million. So
they got to figure out somebody to buy with that.
Yeah, you got to start spending.
We'll get into the Bills, no problem. I want to start with Allen Robinson, though, because Allen Robinson was the first free agent off the board in the middle of the night. Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, the big guys break the story, and that is Allen Robinson headed off to Chicago to be the number one option for Mitchell Trubisky. Now, Allen Robinson, I think we can all assume, is pretty healthy here, right? Mm-hmm. He had the ACL tear. It was a clean tear. Did it early enough. He's going to be good to go in Chicago, who desperately needed a wide receiver. Instead of overpaying for Marcus Wheaton, they go and bring in a true number one wide receiver in Allen Robinson. Now, Allen Robinson's done it before with a crap quarterback in Blake Bortles. Now, it was always in comeback mode, and Blake would always just keep throwing it, and the numbers would be there. Chicago may not be very good. Mr. Trubisky, while a Hall of Famer, may not be very good. Matt Nagy, we've never seen him have this kind of wide receiver. There's a lot of unknowns when it comes to Allen Robinson. Corey, what do you think?
All right, so obviously the situation for Allen Robinson is more than likely the same as what it has been for him in the past few years. We don't know what the quarterback is going to be. Now, one thing that we can do is we can be optimistic. We got Nagy in there, and we got what's the dude from Oregon out there now. So you got some dynamic offensive minds that may be able to help push this quarterback along, much like we saw with Jared Goff and McVay. So that's the best case scenario right there. They become a dynamic offense. The thing about it is I don't know how much talent this kid Trubisky really has. Some people like him. Me, myself, I'm not sold on the kid quite yet. But Allen Robinson is going to be the same thing as he was in Jacksonville in his better year in Jacksonville. He's going to be a volume wide receiver.
Okay.
Here's my take. I'm going to agree with Corey on like having the new coaches and all that. You want the offensive. Look, going from John Fox to Nagy, who's never been a head coach, it's like going from the caveman era into like the new world. So that alone should give him a nice bump. The thing with Allen Robinson is, what Allen Robinson are we going to get? And you look at 2015 and 2016, he saw 151 targets in each season. He caught 80 one year, caught 73 the other. But it was like a 500-yard difference between those two seasons. Is he the 1,400-yard receiver or the 883-yard receiver? You know, 14 touchdown guys, or is he somewhere in between? Look, it's a move they had to make. You're getting an offensive mind. Trubisky, it's going to be interesting because look, they have the defense is improving. You have talent in the backfield. I mean, Jordan Howard, whether you, forget fantasy on an NFL level, he is an every down. He is a bell cow kind of back for those one and two downs. Okay, third down, he drops some passes, but you have the other guy, the short, shifty guy who
Cohen,
who the czar is that's his man. Cohen needs to be used as well. So just going from, say, a Marcus Wheaton, where they spent that ridiculous money on last year, putting an Allen Robinson in there. Adam Shaheen came on late. He played really well. Yeah, it has to be a positive thing. Let's see what the Bears continue to do in maybe free agency or in the draft.
When you look at this signing by the Bears, it's crazy to say this. Allen Robinson might be the best wide receiver in Chicago Bears history, and he's not played a single down for them.
It's true.
So this is like a place where wide receivers go to die.
Yeah.
But you got to like them moving in a more offensive direction in today's NFL. So I feel pretty good about where Allen Robinson could be. For fantasy purposes, listen, I would love to get him as a WR3. Is that going to happen? More than likely not. You're going to probably have to gamble with him as a 2. And listen, I'm willing to buy him as a 2. I want him in that 4th, 5th round range. If he starts to push towards the 3rd, the inconsistency at quarterback will scare me off a little bit too much.
I think you might be able to get him as a 3.
If I can get him as a 3, I'm on board with that.
I think you might be able to get him as a 3. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be the tell-all. I know Corey's doing the trendsetter right now. And ML10s are live. I mean, I'm not going to get into it for, you know, I want to watch the draft and everything. I'm just too heavy into baseball right now. There's too much on the line.
Yeah, man, I feel you.
But
especially the next 2 weekends.
Yeah. But that's the thing. When you first do that first draft and you start seeing, that first draft is always fun because it's like, you know, uncharted waters. You know, in the past, I really haven't had any ADP, which I like. I like not having an ADP. But, you know, there's going to be some shifts. I know everybody's going heavy running back, which I think is going to create nice value for a lot of wide receivers. If you're playing a PPR, there's still guys to be had and still very productive guys at the wide receiver position.
Yeah, absolutely. One of them, of course, Sammy Watkins, who we're going to get to in just a few moments when we go live, obviously, on YouTube. Speaking of other free agent moves that happened overnight, the first quarterback shoe dropped, and it was to Denver. Now, we heard this link late last week, and it came to fruition as Case Keenum is headed to Denver to be reunited with Gary Kubiak in Denver and the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And that, for me, you know, I'm not saying Case Keenum is not better than Trevor Siemian, not better than Paxton Lynch, but Case Keenum's had one really good year.
Hey, look, I backed Case Keenum last year. He had a lot of talent out there. If I'm a Bronco fan, I'm not that excited. No. I'm just going to be honest with you.
It's a little underwhelming.
The head coach of the Vikings was never willing to commit to this guy. And for all that was said and done at the end of the year, what he was able to do, he got them to the NFC Championship, or what could have been a lost season for them, even with all that talent. So you got to give him credit for that. I'm glad. The happiest guy is me, because I didn't want to see the Bills sign him.
And they didn't. I know Jets fans didn't want to see the Jets sign him either.
I'm waiting for the Jets to sign Teddy Bridgewater.
That's going to happen for sure. What did you think of Case Keenum headed to Denver?
Case Keenum headed to Denver is interesting. We've seen Keenum have a career year right now. So he takes that, he cashes, and he gets paid off of that career season. I think a lot of that had to do with system. I think he's a system quarterback, Case Keenum. I think you get him in the right fit, the right system, that's where you see him excel. I don't think he's a plug-and-play guy that you could pop into any system. So it's going to be interesting to see how Bill Musgrave, the Broncos OC, adjust to Case Keenum's skill set, or is he going to try to make Case Keenum fit into what he wants to do, which when it comes to Bill Musgrave, I don't know what the hell that is.
Right now, today, whatever it is, March 13th, I'm short in the Denver Broncos. Don't want any position. The only position I want is a short position.
Would you take Devontae Booker?
I mean, he might be
RB3.
He might be the one guy.
Okay.
Really. But I don't. I mean, Demaryius Thomas, once upon a time, was a fantastic player. Even Manny Sanders. And these guys are just getting another year older. I don't know. I'm not excited at all about this team.
You know, it's amazing. In about 30 seconds, we're going to talk about Sammy Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do, you already talked about Devontae Booker. So it's like, guys, you can't quit. no matter what, Devontae Booker. And when we come back, the newest Kansas City Chief, the newest weapon for Patrick Mahomes is Sammy Watkins. What do these guys think of their boy headed to KC? They'll break it down live on YouTube when we come back.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
This is a cool jam.
You know this one? You know who sings this one?
I can't think who sang it, though. This is, I know it's a cool jam, though.
I guess?
No, I'm not going to get it.
Shot with a Strawberry Fields in Central Park.
Come on. This is as easy as it gets.
I'm not sure who sang it.
The news was broken on Monday Night Football. I remember that as a child.
This is John Lennon?
There you go. It's the Beatles.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, John Lennon is a singer in the Beatles.
Yes, I know
was
that. Thank you.
You shot?
Maybe it was early 80s. I know that.
Why did they shoot him?
I remember I was watching Monday Night Football on a black and white TV, though. That's how.
In 81?
You want to date yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
And I was lucky to have that.
Yeah. You better be proud of this black and white TV. I worked my ass to the bone. Was good. Was you, Mr. Sussman? Why'd they shoot John Lennon? They was just hating on him?
That crazy guy.
Crazy bastard.
Yeah. He was in love with Jodie Foster or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He heard voices.
There's a lot of other people in this industry that hear voices, too. I'm going to have to quench those voices a little bit later on when they finish doing their Lenny Melnick Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, let's get into Sammy Watkins here. Sammy Watkins leaves the Los Angeles Rams and signs with the Kansas City Chiefs, which means it's Watkins, it's Tyreek Hill, it's Kareem Hunt, and it's Patrick Mahomes out there in KC. That's what you call fun.
Got a lot of weapons on the offense right now. This is going to be a fantasy-friendly team if the quarterback can get the job done. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The meaningful games the quarterback has played in the preseason and that the quarterback has played towards the end of the year last year, they don't really mean nothing when you start it off and you kick it off again. Because if this kid sucks, then the entire offense is going to suck. And not to mention the fact, you know, somewhere Andy Reid is going to get a little bit crazy with his thing, too. So here you go right here. Obviously, the kid Mahomes is known for having a big arm and the ability to throw the football deep down the field. The thing about it is, Matt, when you have Tyreek Hill on the other side, Tyreek Hill flying down the field is going to command the double team.
Yes.
Travis Kelce in the middle of the field is going to need, you know, defenders' attention too. That leaves Sammy Watkins in one-on-one situations. You put Sammy Watkins in one-on-one situations, a healthy Sammy Watkins in one-on-one situations, it's a lot of cornerbacks going to be getting their ass burnt up if Patrick Mahomes can get the ball to Sammy Watkins.
Well, I think the idea is both of them streaking down the sidelines, and hopefully both of them potentially commanding double teams down the field.
Yeah.
Tyreek, Sammy Watkins.
Then Kareem Hunt eats. Kelce eats.
There's a lot of weapons if the quarterback can get these guys the ball.
That's the problem.
That's what it's going to come down to.
What helps the quarterback? Having all this talent around him.
Certainly.
I'm taking that hat home, by the way.
Okay. I was going to put it on.
But
I've been drafted.
Recruited? Who is he going to choose?
Yay!
Tyreek Hill was a second-round talent this year.
Okay.
And that's how hard I am on him. I wasn't the guy going all in on him last year, you know. But you watch. That was his first season as a number one wide receiver. And this kid was just fantastic. Adding Watkins, you have Kelce is now the number one tight end in fantasy football. I mean, I don't think you really.
Okay.
You really could argue that. I mean, you just can't count on. I mean, Gronk might retire. He might not. But you just can't count on Gronk.
Right.
And then you go
to fantastic last year, though.
You go to the backfield with Hunt. You got to be really excited on the offensive side. Defensively, you know, they're clearing house. You know, they had the cap problems that they had to deal with this year as well. But they added a player. Watkins was kind of, to me, used with the Rams as like a decoy.
$30 million guaranteed for Sammy Watkins, who has 67 receptions, over 1,000 yards combined over the last 2 years. Just 24 years old, younger than Marcus May, who's in the draft this year.
Yeah. You know what he's got. You feel what I'm saying? He's not even reached the problem in his career yet. Listen, when he was, last time he was healthy, outside of this season, when he had a quarterback that was willing to get him the football, I think he led the NFL in average depth per target, one of them crazy stats or something like that, or average route run, whatever like that. The kid's an MF and beast. You feel what I'm
just
saying?
Look at that,
and now he gets the opportunity.
Second half of what it was, 2015?
Yeah, where he went crazy.
I mean, he put up in half a season.
He was putting up Julio Jones type numbers. You feel what I'm saying? So obviously, fantasy owners, we get frustrated because of the foot injury the year after, and then last year, of course, the situation with the Rams and Cooper Kupp outproducing them. This dude is a better football player than Cooper Kupp. He's going to fit. He need to get to a place where it was a good fit. He see the quarterback with the big young arm and the other dynamic receiver on the other side of him. Go ahead. Where do I sign?
Yeah, speaking of Cooper Kupp,
he's
either a day older or a day younger than Cooper Kupp.
That's crazy. They're the same age.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Now, let me ask you the obvious questions, guys, about Sammy Watkins, right? This is a guy who stayed healthy all of last year, so good for Sammy. But, and you're right, Matt, last year, not a decoy, but certainly not a major part of the offense until Robert Woods went down, and he obviously was very, very successful. But Sammy Watkins comes over to KC, and Corey lined the question marks about the quarterback really, really well. But he comes over to KC, where Tyreek Hill, as you said, a second-round pick, established himself as a number one wide receiver for KC. Travis Kelce, obviously a big-time target, a big-time threat.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt out of the backfield, we all love.
I mean, I draft the Chiefs stack.
Can't you make the case that Sammy Watkins is no less than the fourth option in this offense here?
I mean, for fantasy,
yeah.
That's why, I mean, I'm not paying top price for him. I don't know where he's going to be.
Okay.
I don't know what the market on Sammy's going to be. That I have to see. But yep. If he's at a profitable price, I'll take that shot.
The obvious question, Corey, what is that profitable price? What's the price to pay on Sammy Watkins?
Okay, here's the thing. What's the price to pay on Sammy Watkins is kind of tied to what's the price to pay on Tyreek Hill. Who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Tyreek Hill.
I'd rather have Sammy Watkins.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't agree.
I'd rather have Sammy Watkins. I'd rather give me Watkins, right? Right now, Hill looks to be on that 2-3 turn, right?
And he was awesome last year.
If I can get Watkins on a 3-4 turn, sign me up.
I'm going with Tyreek Hill. A dude has had zero injury issues. He has been part of this offense. They know what to do with him.
He's been part of the offense with Alex Smith.
Yes.
Yeah, this is not Alex
now
Smith.
Now he's got a better deep thrower.
Now he's got a better deep thrower.
This guy's got a cannon.
These are better for him.
This guy can throw the ball.
We don't know if he can play. That's the thing.
Oh, I know Tyreek Hill can play.
No, we don't know if Pat Mahomes can play.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But
I want a safety net. I know Sammy Watkins' skill. Don't get me wrong, Hill does not have that same skill. Hill is a beast too.
Yeah.
But Hill is an athlete. Sammy Watkins is a football player. You know what I'm saying?
3-4 price for Watkins. I love him. I'm talking the fifth round.
Right.
Yeah. But 3-4 seems a bit.
All right, Matt.
Just because you got Kelce, you got Hill. You know, there's just
then you have to drop. Then you can't pay if you can't do that, then you can't pay 2-3 turn for Hill, man.
No, Hill is the clear cut guy for me.
I don't see it that way. Yeah. I think it's Watkins.
I think it's Hill. I'm with Matt here. Matt, let me ask you this: given what your answer was with Sammy Watkins, would you rather have Watkins or Allen Robinson in 2018?
I'm kind of torn with Allen Robinson. It's Watkins or Robinson,
yes, sir.
Choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's gonna be the number one receiver. He should get all the targets. So I got to give Robinson the leg up here. I'm just looking at who's the number one. Who is the undisputed guy that should see the wealth of the targets? It's Allen Robinson. So I got to go there. But it depends on what Allen Robinson's price is determined.
I'm just using Corey's suggestion of that 4-5 issue.
But one of the things last year, look, this guy was targeted 105 times. He caught the 75 receptions. He averaged, 15, almost 16 yards per reception.
Yep.
he's really kind of uncoverable. I mean, it's amazing. The guy had a 71.5 catch percentage. I don't know. Like I said, I went into last year and I was still a bit skeptical if he could make this jump to be a wide receiver one. And I think with Watkins on the other side, it just enhances him. I'll say the one thing about Sammy Watkins. You cannot cover this guy inside the 10-yard line when he does a slant route. The only way you can cover him, you got to hold him. I mean, that has been established. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Mahomes, I'm willing to buy. I'm not going to go. I have no idea where he's going. But, I mean, he's not my number one quarterback. I'd rather have Jimmy G. I've seen more of Jimmy G.
Well, would you rather have Mahomes or Matt Ryan?
You're two of an offense for Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
I'd take Matt Ryan. I would diversify. I would take Ryan one team, Mahomes. I want to have Ryan's some Mahomes.
Floor guy.
That's really tough.
But
yeah.
I just think, look, the Kansas City's defense is
they're going to be in shootouts.
Everybody's gone.
They're going to try to outscore people.
So I got to think we're going to be looking. But, I mean, Andy Reid, probably for the first 8 games, we're going to be loving Andy Reid again. And then we're going to be wondering what the hell happened for like the next month after that. That's like what Andy Reid does, right?
Probably so. Probably.
Who's the OC there now? Exactly. Well, Andy Reid is still going to run the show, though. So it's still one thing about Andy Reid offenses generally. Andy Reid offenses generally tend to run through one wide receiver.
It's their former running backs coach. So it's
Andy Reid. Andy Reid is calling the shots. Mm-hmm. So there you go, right there. Andy Reid offenses generally tend to run through one wide receiver. That's the way it was in Philadelphia, and that's what we've seen for the most part when he's been in Kansas City.
Well, I mean, not always in Philadelphia, right? You had DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin for a little while.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, but still, I mean, Maclin was the volume guy.
But he did have a few years where you had, what's his name, from UCLA,
Freddie Mitchell.
Fred X.
I mean, he had him.
The
he
People's
had,
Champ.
Who's the guy that Fourth and 22. Married to the girl?
Hank Bassett.
But that's a lot of trash wide receivers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Had a lot of trash.
That's true, too.
Well, and that's what he's had in KC, right? With Albert Wilson and Chris Conley, right? Like, that was trash. Now you got Sammy Watkins and you have Tyreek Hill.
It's not trash. Interesting. They're putting it together. I think it's enough for both to eat. Watkins on that 3-4 turn. Maybe more towards the middle of the fourth for Watkins where you put the injury in concern. For me, I think you got to – I think Hill comes down. I think Kelsey comes down. The only person I don't think loses their value is Kareem Hunt, and that's because he's a running back.
Yeah, I'm in on Tyreek Hill. It's not going to change my mind. I think this only helps him, frees him up some space on the other side.
But
I like
Tyreek Hill. I can definitely see myself with a Kansas City stack.
I can see it too. Patrick Mahomes, really –
Scott would never like that.
Really exciting in 2018. When we come back, there were more moves yesterday along the offensive line for Cincinnati and for Jacksonville. We'll break down how it works for fantasy on the other side.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman say it.
We'll get into the Dolphins in a moment. Corey, you want to wrap up the Sammy Watkins conversation?
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of stuff on Twitter about, oh my God, I can't believe somebody was foolish enough to give Sammy Watkins $30 million in guaranteed money. Sammy Watkins is 24 years old. He has all kind of NFL draft prospects. Might be one of the most talented wide receivers in the NFL. Not even in the prime of his career yet. Yes, a wide receiver with that kind of talent and skill, you have to give $30 million in guaranteed money. So, do y'all watch football?
So this comes from J.J. Zacharyson. The catch rate on throws that traveled 50 or more yards in the air. That's what you like Sammy Watkins for, right? 2014, 33%. 48 deep ball targets in 16 games. 2015, 46%. 39 targets in 13 games. 2016, 38%, 18 targets in 8 games. Last year, a career low of 23%.
And who was his quarterback last year? Wasn't their offense pretty much geared to a shorter passing
Absolutely. I'm just giving you the stats. So that was Sammy Watkins. And you asked Corey, you don't understand the Twitterverse coming out all
over this. Because they think about the injuries and the production from last year. This is not... that's the past. That's history.
So
you gotta project this thing forward. This is what he can be moving forward. They don't.
I was
like,
just happy that they, yeah, the Rams didn't re-sign him, because they were talking
exactly
about the Rams were,
exactly. Then you don't get $30 million if the Rams re-sign you, because the Rams don't know how to use you. But somebody that knows how to use you, they're going to get $30 million worth out of you. Come on, people! Just because they're not playing games on the field, don't act like y'all don't know football no more.
So in regards,
my God,
in regards to the Twitterverse and mistakes and so on and so forth, I wanted to read you a tweet by Omar Kelly.
Oh, I thought he was going to say by Lenny Melnick.
By Omar Kelly. This came from a couple days ago.
All right.
I spent 10 years covering the Dolphins, and in that time span, I've seen this franchise do a ton of stupid things. Not signing Jarvis Landry to a multi-year deal and trading him to Cleveland for 2 third-day picks sits right at the top of my list.
Yep.
The Dolphins signed a wide receiver this morning, or intend to sign a wide receiver this morning. The Dolphins signed Albert Wilson to a 3-year deal worth $24 million.
They're tanking. This is the NFL. This is the NFL version of a tank job right here. Like how the Dallas Mavericks are tanking right now, yeah, and the basketball teams tank.
Yes.
The Miami Dolphins are tanking. Tannehill's not going to be the quarterback. That team is going to be horrible next year. They're going to have a terrible roster. They have a miserable head coach. Maybe they want to get maybe Gase's plan is to go ahead and get his quarterback in this round and try to say, listen, give me 2 or 3 years to build this thing back up. I wouldn't give it to him, Jack. It'd be gone right now. This thing right here, they tore it down. They tore it down. This thing is waved, throwing the towel, throwing the damn towel.
I think the offensive line coach is making these decisions.
This is crazy.
Yo.
3 years, $24 million.
Damn.
For Albert Wilson.
Albert Wilson.
Ugh.
Bert alert.
They just Wilson, if for fantasy purposes, Wilson would be a wide receiver 4. You'd play him through the bye weeks. I don't know who could be throwing in the football. Probably going to be Josh Allen.
Also coming in this morning, the Saints and Drew Brees have struck a 2-year deal.
Yep, nothing to see here. You knew Drew Brees was going to get that money from New Orleans, him and Sean Payton.
Yeah, that,
do you
want to
know
about the Vikings?
Do you want to know how much he got?
How much?
$50 million.
Guaranteed.
27 guaranteed.
Yeah, you can go right there. Drew Brees made over $100 million playing football.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, though, like a quarterback with a franchise tag, it's what, like 20-something?
Yep.
Well, Kirk Cousins would have been 30 this year.
Yeah, but he's in tag 8 years in a row.
So Drew Brees back.
Kirk Cousins is the richest person in the NFL. It's crazy to me.
It will be soon enough. Drew Brees gets $50 million, 27 guaranteed. Now, the offensive line, a priority for so many teams around the NFL, and Andrew Norwell was expected to be the highest-paid guard, the highest-paid offensive line free agent this year, and it's true. Became the second highest paid offensive lineman in all of the NFL, signing a $30 million guaranteed deal with Jacksonville this morning. 13 a year, up for like $50+ million or 60 or 70 or whatever it is. Norwell goes to Jacksonville. He was assumed to go to the Giants. In fact, Jordan Renan, ESPN beat reporter, said Giants to-do list, Norwell, 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 and this morning crossed it out and said, crap.
in all honesty, didn't the Giants like see what teams like the Vikings were able to do, the Rams were able to do last year? You know, you sign a free agent, you draft somebody, you make the. I mean, how many years are we going to go through this with the Giants and this offensive
line? And then they got a new general manager. My thing is new general manager.
Loan as a line guy.
Exactly. My thing is this new general manager. You're supposed to come in there hit the ground running. Come in there and start letting it fly. You feel what I'm saying? Don't sit back there and be timid trying to figure out Odell, free agency open up, let it rip.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. So I don't know if it's the Giants being timid. I mean, I don't know if they wanted to make Andrew Norwell the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL.
Yeah, but see,
well, I do something or suck again.
Yeah, but what you just said about making him the highest paid lineman in the NFL—it's just the timing. He's a free agent at the right time.
Absolutely,
like Kirk Cousins isn't the best quarterback, but he's a free agent at the right time in the right market and stuff like that. I'm not a Giant fan, so for me, it don't matter. I'm happy as a person who enjoys watching Leonard Fournette run the ball. This is further advancing him. He's just got to stay healthy. You know, that ankle issues in the foot, but a healthy Fournette in this off. We saw last year how they're going to rely on him. I just want to see who the receivers are going to be for this Jacksonville Jaguars team.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Jacksonville clearly building up that line even more so for a guy like Leonard Fournette, who if he could stay healthy, obviously very, very valuable for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also helping along the offensive line, the Bengals were brutal last year. One of the reasons that Joe Mixon was so unsuccessful for most of the year was because of the brutal offensive line that they had. They changed that yesterday, trading away their first-round draft pick, or swapping first-round draft picks with the Buffalo Bills for left tackle Cordy Glenn. Cordy Glenn heads to Cincinnati, and the Bills march up to the draft. They now own the number 12 spot, and you got to believe, Matt, they're going to climb higher.
Yeah, no, look, I'm getting more excited by the day here. But up until last year, Glenn has been really good.
Oh, yeah, he can play.
He's been really good. He only played like 200-something snaps last year, I believe. And who was the other, who was it had to retire on the Bills? Was it Eric Wood with the neck issue?
Yeah.
So I mean, these are pieces that was a really good offensive line.
They have to be replaced.
They have to be replaced. But this is my goal: the Bills with the draft capital that they have now, not even just the first round picks. They got two second rounders, a third, maybe two fourths. This is imperative. They need to get a franchise quarterback by any means necessary.
There you go, right there.
This is what I've been watching this team for the last 17 years, and outside of Doug Flutie, who they wronged in the playoffs, I'll never get over that. There really has. I mean, Drew Bledsoe for like a season came in there and was really good for them, but the quarterback play for the most part has been atrocious. And I like Tyrod. Tyrod was never given a chance with multiple coaches to succeed with this team, and you know, he never had the weapons and all that. And it's been a dumpster fire. The previous GMs, the last two GMs were just horrible. So hopefully Bean's doing the right thing here, but it all comes down to draft day and the pieces they're going to use to fill in and spend that money. Anybody can spend money. They're spending it wisely. They're going to have $100 million to spend.
There you go right there, and I agree with them. They got to do something. They got to replace these pieces, and they got to go get a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. So and then they got all these draft picks. I hope they don't draft no tables. You feel what I'm saying? Because they might want to bring some new tables just so their fans can throw each other through them.
I think it's very clear the Bills are marching up, like I said, up the draft to go find themselves a quarterback. I'd be shocked if they don't wind up at the top five somehow.
I mean, the Bengals had to make this move.
I can see. I think Bills Mafia would fall in love with Baker Mayfield.
Oh,
it's like the perfect match. I'm getting Sammy Casey jersey.
Yeah,
and I'm ready to get the.
You get ready to get the Baker Mayfield jersey?
Yeah, I'm all in on that. Look, it's got to be one of three quarterbacks for me. I'm hoping it's Mayfield. But like I said, now they have the capital to keep moving on up. Let's see what else they're going to do here. It's exciting. I mean, I'm really – the draft's always fun to watch. But now for me, it's even more fun because it seems like they're really going to be players. And I don't believe on waiting till draft day, though, because like I see Mike Leone, he makes a good point. Why pay up now and see where you need to – but it's going to get even more expensive on draft day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Maybe there's somebody else looking to jump ahead of you, too. So I'd rather secure the spot right now, make my decision, give myself whatever, a month or so, figure out who's going to lead this organization for the future.
That is going to be the question, of course, for Buffalo. When it comes to Cincinnati, they need an offensive lineman desperately. They have their
quarterback. Well, they had a guy last year, and they let him go.
Andrew Whitworth,
yeah,
sure.
They let him go.
They did.
So. That's why with the Giants, it's even more perplexing that they didn't make this move.
They'll find somebody. Don't worry.
They'll piece it together.
They'll find
again. Somebody.
I've been hearing that for the last couple of years. I mean, look, if Eli is really going to be the option here,
he has to be upright. He has to be upright, else he's going to get killed. And he's too old for that.
Yes. Yes.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I need to call my pops right quick, though. He's not doing well.
Give him good wishes.
Yeah, I will do so.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He was not telling nobody, too.
That's
so.
Not good.
Hey, I know.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Corey.
That'd be all right.
All right. So we're going to get to next hour, by the way. We're going to get into baseball. I know Corey has some stuff he needs to talk about in regards to baseball league. So we'll get into that, too. Before we hit the break, though, I do want to remind you that Fantasy Factor is the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor always has fun contests going on. And right now, there's free entry into their March Madness bracket and Sweet 16 bracket, along with a $100,000 home run Derby that's taking place later this year. Sign up today and enter at www.fantasyfactor.com.
Shout out to Fantasy Factor.
All right. There you go. Shout out to Fantasy Factor. Indeed. Let's take a break. When we come back, we are going to wrap up our NFL hour with some speculation. Kirk Cousins still on the board. All the cornerbacks still on the board. Where do they end up? We'll try to figure it out right after this.
Calling all drivers, want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Aaron Boone, you're the manager of the Yankees, your dream job. Give me the lineup.
Gardner 1, Judge 2, Stanton 3.
Why Judge 2?
He walks a lot. You put him one in front of Stanton. I'm okay putting Stanton 2 as well.
So could Bird be batting cleanup?
He might. I think
Bird
he might.
4, Sanchez 5, DD 6, Drury 7.
If Walker's playing every day, Hicks or Walker 7, 8, and Drury 9. That would be my guess.
Greg Bird is in a big spot, dude.
Weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Game time decisions.
Years ago, the Oklahoma quarterback for the Sooners, he got a job at local car dealer. They paid him like $3,000 an hour. That was a little loophole, right? Not $3,000 an hour, but essentially the kid was working at a car dealership in Norman, sitting in the back office all day, and he was taking home like $2,000 a week. You know, hey, I got a job. Good job. Screw you. Does he pay every employee $2,000 a week?
No, not everyone is like Lorenzo Wright.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Vincent Velasquez, where are you on him? Are you on board? Are you all in?
Injuries were a big thing last year. The feeling was that as good as Velasquez was, there's still a lot going on there that he needed to fix and had to become more of a pitcher than he was in a thrower. The guy's a total wild card. He's very, very difficult to project what you're going to get from Vince Velasquez. You could be so joyous you picked him by May 15th, or you could be cutting him by then.
Listen on the FNTSY Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabbed. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
you live, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Matt Modica, Greg Sussman, Corey Parson back in a moment. Now, Kirk Cousins, the biggest fish in the sea, Matt, still very much on the board. Now, we had heard that he wants to take a couple of visits. And ultimately, it seems like there's three destinations. There's Minnesota, there's New York, and there's Arizona. It leaked out yesterday, not leaked out, but it was found out yesterday that Kirk Cousins' sister lives outside Phoenix, the Phoenix area. So that may mean something to Kirk Cousins. It may not if, you know, the money is close. Who knows? But those are the three spots that he's going to land, that he could conceivably land in. Which one do you think it is?
I mean, for me, I got to stay with the Vikings here. I think it's just a perfect marriage right now. This is a team that's, you know, one game away from the Super Bowl. You add Cousins in the you get an upgraded quarterback. I'm not saying Cousins is the best quarterback in the league, but you get an upgrade from Keenan. You have the pieces. You have the tight end. You have the wide receivers. Your phenomenal rookie running back. Everything sounds good on his road back to health. Everything right now sounds good. It just looks like that's the place to me. I mean, as long as the money's not like, you know, as long as it's not like a $20 to $40 million difference, which I don't see. It sounds like the Vikings are willing to pony up the cash yep. here. So for me, if I want to win right now and I'm going to get paid, I'm going to Minnesota. I mean, Arizona, that his sister has outside of Phoenix, he can buy whatever. He can buy his own jet and go to Phoenix whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday he can fly back and forth if he wants. So, I mean, I don't see that it's going to be an opening. The Jets obviously could just, you know, say, here's all this guaranteed money. I don't really see. Does he want to go to the Jets right now? I don't see the upside of that. The Jets, at best, would be a wild card contender. I don't think next year they are, even with Kirk Cousins. So, I mean, if the Browns really wanted to make a play here, that team instantly becomes a pretty damn good team with all the weapons there.
Extremely
they
good.
Have, and you take Barkley at one.
You go, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I don't think that's the direction they're going.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what they're doing either. And even with the Bills, I mean, if the Bills wanted to sign him, they have the cap space now, but pretty much wipe out everything if they make that move. I don't really see him going to Arizona, though. I don't think Arizona... I think the Jets are in play because they could offer, I believe, the most money. But the smart play to me, and it's been the play I've gone with all along, is the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, the Minnesota Vikings. That's the team that you have said all along will get Kirk Cousins, which means Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, theoretically, moving on.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds like Bridgewater's going to be a Jet. And if the Bills are Bradford, I don't think he can play anymore. I don't think his knees can hold up unless he's getting knee replacements. You know, I really don't see how this guy can continue to play in the NFL. If he gets out there, I mean, he's a hit away from, you know, really maybe not being able to walk correctly the rest of his life. I mean, yeah. At some point, he's got to look at that and say, I got a nice amount of money. I could always go in the booth or something. It's unfortunate. He never really had that chance.
No, or for just a short period of time. He never truly, over an extended length of time, has had an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I mean, I think there was talent there, but, you know, look, he made money, so at least he has that.
Yeah. And made a lot of money.
He made a lot of money, and he's got a future, as Bavona said, coaching, in the booth, in studio, whatever he wants, you know.
It's out there. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, it's hour number two. Jake Sealy, the all-in kid, will join us. We'll hear from him. Then we'll take another break. And then we'll hear from Corey Parson. The floor is his. I know he has a couple things wants to get off his chest. And we're going to give him that opportunity here on our program. So stick around. More from FST on FNTSY.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The champ is here, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, and now joined by the All In Kid. The new haircut, it looks like.
Yeah,
it's Shake Sealy.
A new do.
No?
No.
Looks like a new haircut.
Not.
Why are you so mad at me calling you out? You look nice with a haircut.
Because it's like my mom asking me the same question three times. It's not. If I tell you if it's not, it's not.
You really? Like, you not get your hair cut often? Is that like a thing with you?
No, it's not a new haircut. It's the same light as last week, and I didn't have a chance to do everything normally like I would this morning because I've been nonstop trying to update the article with the fantasy impacts of all the free agent signings.
But your haircut looks nice, is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I like how your hair looks.
We'll be able to determine normally on Friday in studio, right?
Well, normally you wear a hat, I think, but... Today, your hair looks
once a week.
Your hair looks done. It looks good. It's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, well, that's not a new haircut.
All right, it's not a new haircut. It's not a new haircut, Matt. Look, Jake, when are you coming on Friday for Tout Wars weekend here this weekend? What time will you be here?
My flight gets in before 8 o'clock, so I'll probably be there for the full shebang.
Fantastic. Matt Modica already told us he's not coming until later.
I'll be in for Thursday.
Oh, all right. It does make me feel better. Hopefully it looks like that, because it looks good.
Yeah, I'll be in for the OT and probably bringing special guest at RotoGut, Vlad Sedler.
All right, so Matt will be
here for OT
with Vlad.
Yeah, we're going to be, by the heads up, Greg, you're probably not even on the email. We're going to be overrun by touts on Friday, just as heads up.
Can we not have them from like noon to 1?
They're just going to be coming through as they come through.
Randomly pop in.
From noon to 1, I'm probably going to lock the door.
Yeah, well, we'll have a list. And if you're not on the list, as Jake makes it.
Check the list.
It's only check the list. It's only like 7 to 10. I mean, we're talking 7 to 10 guys. So we talk about like Spore and Colette and Vlad and, you know, the actual headliner in town.
I do have some stuff with Colette I have to go over because he's my auctioneer, so I have to try to
get in that league? You in that league that they do?
I am now, yeah.
They asked me to be in that league. I had to respectfully decline.
Yeah, so I said I'll be in Vegas.
Yeah.
On Saturday the 24th?
So I can't be there, but my BFF...
You have a proxy.
I'm not proxy, but co-owners. So I have to get into Colette's head to try to... advantage.
Yeah, no doubt.
People do that. You're an auctioneer. So
yeah, people try to get into my head. You know, I'm doing. I got auctioneer duties on Friday. I got auctioneer duties on Sunday. For everybody that's new to the program, I'm Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. I want to welcome everybody that's shift on over to FNTSY Radio that was enjoying the Lenny Melnick podcast. I sent for you people to come because I'm quite sure you probably heard some things about me this morning. So I want to be able to go ahead and break those down right here, live from the beautiful Studio 30. So we're going to get into that soon, aren't we, Greg? Because I'm chomping at the bit.
Corey, we're going to do that as soon as we get back from the break.
I can't. I don't even want to sit through the commercial. That's how much I got running through my body right now. You feel what I'm saying?
Everything's about Corey.
Huh?
Nothing.
Sorry, Jake. I just got something to get off my chest because a so-called legend tried to come for me.
I wanted to talk about something, so I'm going to keep reminding you every 5 minutes until we do.
I'm like a child like that.
Corey gets everything off his chest when we come back.
Skick's sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skick's canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skick's helps fans perform better. Go to Skick's.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skick's.com. Skick's sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer, and unfortunately, only 30% of patients are able to find a compatible bone marrow donor within their family. But that's how you can help. Go to dkms.org/FNTSY today and sign up online and register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, and that's it. It takes 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks, you send it back, you are done. DKMS will then try and match you up with the person in need of a donation. The process is easy, and best of all, you can actually save someone's life. Not metaphorically, but quite literally. Check out dkms.org/FNTSY. See how you can help today. CP3, let's turn the camera on that one, please.
Are we live on YouTube right now?
We're live on television.
We're live on television. Make sure that we get this archived right here properly.
Let's press the record button on this.
Let's press the record button on this one. Let's get this let's get this properly archived. So then this way, whoever needs to send this to Lenny Melnick can go ahead and send it. Hopefully, he's tuned in live right now. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't know who Lenny Melnick is, he's this fantasy baseball dude, been doing it for a long time now. A lot of respect in fantasy sports circles. You feel what I'm saying? He's done some good stuff with Fantasy Pros 911. Excellent work over at SiriusXM. Yada, yada, yada. Legend Lenny Melnick. You get the whole spiel. You feel what I'm saying? So last week on this very program, I was talking with Mr. Sussman and all-in kid Jake Seeley, Matt. It was snow day.
It was a snow day for me.
It was a snow day for Matt Medica. And fantasy executive, not Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. You know how he gets when he's on the radio looking to entertain. I remember the situation that I had ran across over the weekend where I saw that one Andrea Lamont, the lady of Lenny Melnick, was in the tout wars. Was in the labor auction. Andrea's been a tout for a while now, and now she's in labor out there in Phoenix, Arizona, doing her thing. I'm learning of this news. This is what I brought up. This is my exact Chris Pavone, if you can get it ready. This is exactly what I said on the program last week that seemed to cause some controversy, because the fantasy executive is a controversial type figure. Can we go ahead and get that audio rolling, please? I'm not trying to be critical, you feel what I'm saying? But I saw something this weekend from the labor auctions that was crazy. Like, Andrea Lamont is in labor. If that is not, that's nepotism. It's all whatever. You know Lenny did that, you feel what I'm saying? Like, Andrea Lamont is in labor? Yikes. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I think she's a good player and all of that. She's smart. But how many people did you skip to get Andrea Lamont in labor? That's what's up with that? Greg's going to leave it alone because he already got a beef with Lenny Melnick.
you can call up Steve and ask him.
I know, right? Steve, yeah, exactly, Jake. That's that. To me, I was like, because when I heard Justin say, yeah, looking at Andrea Lamont's team, I'm like, Andrea Lamont? And I typed in the chat to Justin, Andrea Lamont, and he typed back LOL. So I wasn't the only one that was thinking that was whatever. But, you know, whatever. If Lenny won't come for me, he come for me. I don't care. So that was last week, right? That was me, you know, doing my fantasy executive thing on Andrea Lamont. Shout out to Justin Mason. I'm sorry if he has to be like friendly fire on this. You know what I'm saying?
He was definitely caught in friendly fire.
I'll reach out to Justin. I'll apologize to him. I don't think nothing's going to pop off like that. You feel what I'm saying? So here's the thing. So yesterday, so after I do programming and stuff like that here for the Fantasy Sports Network, I didn't know yesterday was going to be my last day. But apparently I'm here today. I don't know why they still got me here today, because as it comes to find out, my days in this industry are pretty much a numbered. Because yesterday when I got home, right, I'm just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I get in the crib, I log on to my computer, whatever, and I see I had a Facebook message from Lenny Melnick. He said to call him, it's important. I get these messages from Lenny from time to time. They're never that important, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, you know what, let me holler at Lenny. It's been a minute. Tout Wars is coming up. Let's see what's going on. Fantasy executive mind be so many different places. I had forgot that I had told Lenny that he need to come for me, then come for me. So yesterday, I pick up the telephone. I dial Lenny Melnick's telephone number. You know, ring. The phone starts ringing. He answers the phone. He goes, hello. I said, legendary. Lenny Melnick, what's good? How's everything going, Lenny Melnick? Lenny Melnick goes on to tell me everything is going good, kiddo. Bada bing, bada boom. You know, Lenny Melnick, the whole thing, whatever. But then he gets into it. I'm listening to him. And then all of a sudden, Lenny Melnick starts screaming at me on the telephone, like legit screaming at me to the top of his lungs, screaming at me how I'm a MFing piece of crap, how I'm a MFing piece of boop, how I am a two-bit, two-faced son of a boop, and he's yelling, you MFing. Now, he wasn't using the word MFing. He was saying the actual words, screaming to the top of his lungs. So I thought I was like, oh, my God, Lenny Melnick is losing his mind. Because he's talking to me like I'm some kind of kid or a child or something. So right now I'm thinking, I look at the phone and I'm like, is this satire? Like, I'm waiting for somebody to pop out and be like, live from New York, it's Saturday night. And then Lenny apologizes. But no, that didn't happen. He kept on saying how I was this and how I was that, calling me everything but the child of God. That's what Lenny Melnick was doing to me, right? So I'm sitting up here trying not to laugh in Lenny Melnick's face while I'm on the telephone. And then finally Lenny says, you're finished in this industry. I'm going to bury your ass. And that's when I hung up the telephone, Matt Medica. Because at that point, see, that sounds like a threat when you said that you're going to bury my ass and then I'm going to be finished in this industry, right? So after this was done, right, I immediately checked my phone. Finishing this industry, I didn't see no messages from Lou Mayone. The people over at Sports Illustrated, they didn't send me no messages about how I wasn't allowed back because Lenny Melnick had sent a shout out that I had to be done in this industry. You see, Lenny, you think you hold that kind of weight. You don't hold that kind of weight. You see what I'm saying? So then Lenny goes to my messengers. Didn't think you could have it. No guts. I'm still talking. You must be talking to Andrea because I done hung up and I'm about the rest of my business. I don't care if you hung up. You ain't seen nothing yet. Really? What else am I going to see, Lenny? You better make a public apology. Really? Me make a public apology to Fantasy Executive? I thought we live in a no-apology world now, right? Is that the way we're trying to carry it now? But you ain't got the brains or the guts to do so. Later, bro. Then the messages continue to pile up and pile up. I'm not paying this no attention. For as a matter of fact, I think it's funny that the Fantasy Executive got underneath your skin that bad. You see what I'm saying? Now I got your audience tuned in, listening to me. I'm nowhere near going to be done in this industry until I say I'm done, Lenny Melnick. You need to check yourself. Stop playing with me, Lenny Melnick. See, you want to run around here and talk about like you did something for me. You, what do you do for me, Lenny Melnick? A couple of kind words, something like that. I appreciate it. But I did this. I put in this work. And what you said, I said about Andrea, listen, if Andrea feels some kind of way about that, I apologize. Did I step across the line? Maybe I did. But the bottom line of the matter is, you do so much bragging about how much you do for people, but then when I call you on doing something for somebody, you act like you didn't do it. So what's it gonna be, Lenny? I'm looking right in the camera. See that same energy you had on the telephone yesterday, Lenny, when you had me call you? Bring that same energy to 844-843-6879. That same energy, that same yelling and screaming, how you was going to finish my ass, how you was going to bury me in this industry, 844-843-6879. That same energy, Melnick, bring it right now.
Did you tell him that you were the Black Panther of fantasy sports?
No, he didn't know that. He's going to come at me, talk about, have you ever drafted your own team? I draft plenty of fantasy football teams, right? Is that supposed to be some kind of secret? Have I ever drafted my own team? Have I ever ran my own team? Guess what? I'll tell the audience no. I've been telling them no. They still going to put me in the league. You know why? Because people watch me. That's why when the draft was going on that night, Lenny, they was talking about my team. They was talking about Rona's team. Don't come for me unless you want to bring that same energy to 844-843-6879. If not, do not ever raise your voice to speak to me again. I'm done with you. See you later, Lenny.
Fantasy Executive. The executive thoughts from Corey.
Well, I hope to bring world peace back this weekend.
Sure.
That's my goal.
Sure. Absolutely. The Tout Wars weekend has arrived.
I will be the negotiator.
The Negotiator. Movie coming out in like 95 or so?
That's a terrible movie.
844-843-6879. It's 844-843-6879. Also coming up this hour, we got a lot of baseball to get into. We're going to go live on YouTube again in about 20 minutes from now. Talk about some of these early round busts. I want to get some headlines over the last couple days since we missed it yesterday because we did an hour of a March Madness preview. So I want to get back into baseball coming up here in a few moments. Some of the headlines from over the last 2 days, including Robinson Cano hurting that hamstring. And how
do you know?
And what do you know? That could certainly affect his fantasy value. So we're getting a Robbie Cano on the other side. I also want to get into Alex Coleman. How safe do you feel drafting him, considering the fact that he's going to be traded at some point. So I want to know how safe you feel drafting Colomay in this closer market. So we'll get into Colomay. We'll get into Robbie Cano. And we'll also get into Luke Weaver and Patrick Corbin. All of that, yes.
Are we done talking about Jake's new haircut?
Not if I can help it. We'll continue on. It's the Fantasy Sports Today. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Stick around. 844-843-6879.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
All right, we're back. Fantasy Sports Today, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Of course.
Shout out to all the new listeners. Can I introduce the new listeners? It's Greg Sussman.
Hello.
Mr. Sussman, you know what I'm saying? That's Wall Street Matt Medica, high-stakes fantasy baseball player. He makes sure that you get good to go. He got big drafts in the NFBC coming up this weekend and next weekend in Vegas. And, of course, obviously, you already know the all-in kid, Jake Seely. He is the he's the face of the franchise here. He's the accuracy expert, and he's the face of the franchise. And a little bit later on on the program.
With a new haircut.
With a new haircut. So there you go right there. Just meeting him. But you probably already know Jake already. And coming up a little bit later on is this program called Fantasy BFFs. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Sussman is on that program too. They're going to do a good job talking baseball. And he got these dudes with him, the young gunners, Frank Stanford and Michael Florio. Those are two dudes fantasy right phenoms. There, fantasy phenoms. Those are two dudes right there that need to be in the labor conversation. They need to be in the tout wars conversation. So you go ahead. Whoever is the authority over there need to go ahead and make sure that gets done.
That's Peter Kritzer.
I know, Jake.
And Jeff Erickson.
Yes, I know. I'll talk to them this weekend if I haven't been thrown out
to
industry.
Little Lele to the Bills, by the way.
But like I said, these are exciting times to be a Bills fan. I haven't been able to say that in a long time.
Well, that's not true. You could have said it in January and then the playoffs.
Yeah, look, I didn't really see
touché.
It.
Oh, come on, Matt. You were excited. You were pumped.
I did get excited that week, but, you know, I knew, you know.
Did you donate to Andy Dalton's charity?
I did not, but I donate to a lot of charities.
All right, that's fair.
Okay, Craig, do you get upset when people are like, I knew we were going to lose type of thing?
Yes.
I don't.
I do, for sure.
I think it's just being realistic. Like so this morning on the Roto Experts, Scott got mad at me because I was disappointed that the Giants didn't get Norwell.
Yeah. So
well, how about this? Can I just make a thing talking about? Let's look back to last year's draft. The Bills traded out of that spot to Kansas City. They got Mahomes.
Right.
The Bills, the player they chose, they got this year's first round pick.
Yeah.
And who could have been the rookie of the year, Trey White. I mean, he was fantastic. But if I could have had Pat Mahomes, I would rather that.
Well, who knows who you have? Who knows who quarterback you get? Maybe somebody even better.
If it's Baker, you know, then
all is well. So I was listening to Roto Experts this morning, Jake, as I like to do, and I noticed that somehow this conversation turned into the damn Seahawks, as it always does.
You noticed that?
The Seahawks didn't sign anybody. Why are we talking about the Seahawks?
I talked to Scott for about 30 minutes last night about the Seahawks.
Because they're not rebuilding.
Yeah, he said they're not rebuilding. They're retooling.
I got to give it to Scott, though. He is the most optimistic fan when it comes to the Mets, the Seahawks. So, look, hey, it's how he wants to view his teams. Good for him. Shout out to the King. Much love.
Yeah, and I'm going to be disappointed that the Giants have no offensive line again. Sorry.
Well, listen, they didn't want to make give Andrew Norwell $30 million guaranteed. It's whatever.
Or they did, and he just chose what he chose. I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going behind the scenes. The fact is, he's the highest paid offensive lineman, not tackle, not guard, offensive lineman in the entire NFL on a per year basis. I can understand being a little hesitant about that, but at the same time, now they got to kind of go hat in hand back to Justin Pugh and be like, hey, we tried to go with the hotter girl, but will you take me back? And hopefully they have anybody to be able to protect. Here's the problem. Eli Manning is still the quarterback, and Eli Manning doesn't handle pressure at this point of his career.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were him and you had the choice, say all the money is equal, you had the choice between the Giants or Jacksonville, where you signed.
Jacksonville, no question.
That's why I said. That's why the money might have been the same is what I was saying.
844-843-6879. We do have a caller on the line. Let's welcome in Kenny from Philly.
Oh, it's not Lenny Melnick? Oh, God. What's good with you, Kenny?
CP, Dave, and the almighty Bishop, thank you. How you guys doing? Question mark about Allen Robinson. I'm surprised he wouldn't sign with Chicago. You'd think he would have wanted to stay with Jacksonville with that
With Allen Robinson, you think their passing game would have been a little bit better than for this year coming up? What do you guys think?
It looks like the Jaguars were more into Marquise Lee, paying Marquise Lee, than they were into giving a big number to Allen Robinson. So I kind of feel as if he had to stay in Jacksonville, he had to take a hometown discount. We don't do hometown discounts.
He didn't want to anyway, Corey.
You think
he didn't like Blake Bortles anyway. This was clear. Wow. He was frustrated with him 2 years ago. He called him out during preseason last season, so he was done. He wanted out of there anyway. So the only way they were going to keep him was with the franchise tag. I actually think this is a good move. I think he's back to top end wide receiver two now.
Well, Dave, this looks good for our future Hall of Famer, Mitchell Trubisky, now, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. The truth.
Let me set the mistake too. What do you guys think about? I don't think Breeze is going anywhere. You guys, we're talking back with Jimmy Graham and Malcolm Butler as well.
Potentially so.
Yeah, but I mean, Jimmy Graham to me, I mean, I don't know how much more football he can play. He was an end zone statue. Look, he'll catch touchdowns. There's no denying that, and especially with Breeze, but. I don't know. I just don't know how healthy he is and what he can do besides outside of being an end zone target.
Sure. All right. 844-843-6879. I want to get back to baseball before we do and remind you that the RotoExperts exclusive Edge Fantasy Baseball Package is available right now. And this year's version is new and improved with more analysis than ever before, including an all-day Slack channel. You know who has to answer that?
Jake, every 24 minutes.
Every 24 minutes, Jake Jackson.
Maybe he'll change his hair every 24 minutes.
Imagine. Changes the hat. Changes a little slack answer there.
Any more promises? Go ahead. I'll give everybody $500, too.
You heard it here first, FST. You sign up for the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Package. Jake Seeley will give you $500.
You better not say that on the radio because somebody hear that
exactly.
And then be like, "You where my $500 at?"
Exactly.
And
then, Scott still owes me lunch.
Yeah, Scott do owe us a meal. Interesting. Shout out to the King. I talked to the King last night.
Was that something I bet previously? Yeah. That you had that it... I did take Corey to lunch.
I know you did.
This is true. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Scott made a bet with you? He won't make any bets with me. He kept saying he doesn't make bets.
Yeah, ever since then.
I think after we had that bet, I bet him those two lunches.
I think that was
it. I think his wife put an end to that.
Get ranked. He's a top ranked analyst. That's Jake. Tips from award winner Tim McCullough. That's Tim.
I'm not Tim McCullough. I'm Corey Paulson, the fantasy executive.
Hey, Tim finished ahead of me this year.
Yes, he did.
I found out part of the reason why. I'm not, whatever, stupid system.
Oh, no. Explain yourself, please.
Multi-position eligibility. So if I didn't loop in everybody at the position that they, so I always put one person at one position. I didn't put Chris Bryant at outfield last year, even though he was eligible on Yahoo to play outfield. So if somebody plays at multiple positions inside the rankings and he's not there at all, you get a ding for that person not being there.
Oh, that's they come on now.
I would have finished first, but I could have done better.
All right, well,
I'm not happy.
Well, go get him this year, Jake.
I'll get my belt back, but I'm not happy about that.
The Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Package, of course, Scott Engel is in there as well. The King.
The OG.
OG, indeed. Make sure you sign up at rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FANTASY. It'll give you like 10% off.
Have we told Scott that he must be showing up Friday night with the Kangol on?
No, I forgot. I talked to him last night. That's I didn't tell him, but I will send him a text to make sure that he wear the Kangol. I need Kangol Scott at Foley's on Friday
Jeffers
night.
Pie and Kangol Scott.
Yeah.
Did you give him a heads up on your rant for tonight?
I gave him a heads up on my rant, you know what I'm saying? So he said he's going to bring extra protection in case, you know what, let me leave it alone.
You think Scott would drug Lenny, put something in his drink?
Nah, Scott Lenny is boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
They boys.
I don't know that I want to go to Foley's.
Why not, Jake?
It's Friday night. It's the tournament. I was trying to also go to Hoboken to get some Benny Tadino's.
I mean, that's cool. That's what's up. I agree with you on that, but everybody and I...
We got to stop doing this on the opening weekend of the tournament. We got to stop this.
Jake, if you want to... I'm going to go to a bar and watch and eat wings and drink beer and watch...
You're not going to come to Foley's, Greg? You're not a part of the industry?
Greg's above us.
I'm not above you. I just want to watch March Madness, like Jake said.
They go have the games on in Foley's.
No one's going to pay attention.
Greg, is it going to be anywhere close to Foley's where I can at least stop in and then leave?
It might be. I don't know where it is yet, but I'll let you know.
Keep me posted.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do hope that Florio and Stanful are in attendance at Foley's.
Jake, I have to text you something off the air that I just realized that you'd be interested in.
Okay.
So I'm glad
off-air conversation.
Off-air conversation. But
we can't put it on there?
I don't want it to go the way of Ron and Mike. So I need to leave it off. I need to leave it off.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I teased before the break. Robinson Cano hurt his hamstring, left the game. MRI. I don't know if we've gotten that back yet. Are you in on Robinson Cano? Are you a little worried about him, Jake? What's the deal?
I'm not that worried. Actually, just that was the other reason. I might be a little bit ornery today because I was up till 12 o'clock updating my projections last night. So
Corey is
I
still long have long past 12.
No, actually, yeah. I went to bed 11:30 last night.
I have Cano at eighth at second base. I have him behind Murphy, Scope, Odor, D. Gordon. It's kind of rare. I've had him for most of the time. The fact that it came back clean. This is similar to Ahmed Rosario. It came back 100% clean. Supposed to be back out there later this week, so I'm not that concerned.
All right, so that's pretty cool.
Mr. Sussman, can I ask you? Oh, no, you want Matt's opinion on Robbie?
I do.
Look, he's a solid option. I don't think he's hitting 30-plus homers, but I think he's going to hit in the 20s. He's going to bat 280 or better. He's pretty much been the...
I have him for 286 and 24, Matt.
Yeah. He's a nice, safe option. Nothing exciting about Cano anymore, but he's not going to hurt you.
That's the most important thing right there. Plus, his ability to play 150-plus games year in and year out is very important for Robinson Cano.
I hope the Mariners are good this year. I kind of like that team, and it's a beautiful ballpark.
The other one I wanted to mention, as I said before the last break, was Alex Colomé, Matt. Alex Colomé, yeah, closer of the Rays, really, really good.
But there's not a lot. Last year, you know, when you do a deep dive and stuff, the strikeout percentage took a major hit. The swinging strike took a major hit. First pitch, chase rate.
Hey.
If he's a closer for the Cardinals, yeah, I'm interested. If not, I'm staying away.
Do you have a question for me, Corey?
I forgot.
Okay, fair enough. We'll take a break. We'll go live on YouTube with some players taking early that may bust. Early round bust with Jake and Matt and Corey's your take. We'll be back.
The sharpest fantasy sports minds are now available 24/7 straight from your mobile device. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app and listen live or on demand to the finest tips, strategies, and advice from your favorite fantasy personalities. It's free and available for both iOS and Android devices. Your life isn't slowing down, so why should your fantasy sports? Head to fntsy.com/radio and download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app today.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Back with you live on YouTube. Some fantasy baseball talk. Your mic's not on.
Hello, YouTube. My mic wasn't on. Mr. Sussman, you get on us a lot. About
yeah. Is this the question?
Mr. Sussman is the studio manager here.
I am.
Yes, he is the studio manager. He's in charge of Studio 34 operations. And he's also in charge of making sure that it's neat and people clean up behind themselves and stuff like that.
I do.
And Mr. Sussman has been very difficult on me about some of the things that I've left in the studio and stuff like that.
Sure.
As well,
and
he
Matt,
should.
Matt as well?
Craig Carton.
I left one cup one day.
Craig Carton has left some of everything in the studio. He currently has a shirt in here.
Yeah.
Have you yet to...
We're putting that on eBay, by the way.
Oh, we're putting that Craig Carton shirt on eBay? Cool. But I'm wondering, Mr. Sussman, have you yet to reprimand Craig Carton for his studio disorderliness?
Who is Craig Carton's producer?
Craig Carton doesn't have a producer that I know of.
Really?
No. Not that I know of.
So interesting.
The phone in my ear just said it ain't him.
That's so interesting. So he doesn't have like a co-host that cuts up the audio afterwards?
I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're here while he leaves stuff here and you just, you walk out of the studio.
You the studio manager.
Sure.
Maybe that's be my next job because I don't have no more. I don't have a future in this industry.
Maybe not. I mean, you're also just a complimentary.
Maybe you get a little bump.
You're
right. This is true. Maybe you get a bump in pay as a studio manager.
You don't.
Silly me. Silly me.
Another offensive lineman off the market, by the way, is Richburg is going to the 49ers.
Oh, the 49ers adding a piece on their own.
Not a great signing by them, believe me. As a Giants fan, not upset about that. Before I get to the early round bust in fantasy baseball, I want to go back to the phone lines at 844-843-6879. Now Corey pops up. 844-843-6879. Let's talk to Q in South Carolina.
Oh, it's Q. Love my man Q. Q, what's good with you?
Turn your radio down, Q.
This segment has been hijacked by Q.
Q, I missed you. Q, what's up with you?
Hey, I miss you too. Obviously, you got some issues going on, bro.
Q, they tried to come for me. Q, son was yelling at me like it was he was yelling at me like it was the '50s. Q, I was like, I can't let Pops yell at me like this. You feel what I'm saying, Q? So I had to check him because this is my telephone right here.
Tell him, man, back up off the home team. All you brothers, man, y'all got it going on, man. I've been listening to this baseball thing with y'all, man, and I'm thinking about joining my first league, and I need some help.
All right.
I want to be on the phone longer. Jake, I don't want Jake jumping all over me, man.
Nah, Q, we got you covered. So I don't know where you're going to do your first league at, whatever the case may be, but you just keep us in touch with us right here, and we got you covered. And you know me, I need help drafting my teams. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I put that out there myself so somebody don't think they got something on me. But Matt, Jake, Greg, the BFFs, the whole crew, they'll make sure you're good to go, Q. I guarantee that.
Hey, Q, what do you think of Jake's new haircut? Looks nice, right?
Hey, I ain't got no problem with Jake. Jake, jump on me, man. I ain't messing with Jake, man.
Jake, I love it.
Jake, all right, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Listen, y'all, I've been listening to y'all talk about the baseball. Y'all, you know, switching from football to baseball, y'all really impressed me, man. I tell you, man, y'all got it going on. I'm really impressed with your intellect and intelligence, man. But y'all talking about the details, man, what's going on with these teams. It's almost shocking, man, that y'all that good.
Nah, these dudes
just
is real smart.
Just wait till we get to the NHL.
These dudes real smart, Q. They know what they know how. Like, they put the humidor in the stadium, and then they just, they know how to do the math and the science to adjust the ranking on the player because the player offensive production going to go down when they put the humidor in there. These dudes is brilliant, Q. They got much smarter than me.
And yeah, man. I tell you, man, I've been listening. I've been like, I'm going to get in the fantasy league, man, because of y'all guys. I'm going to try one.
Love it,
I know I'm coming dead last place, but, thanks for taking my call. Y'all be blessed, man. I appreciate you guys, man, always. And I'll be in touch soon. Thank you.
Awesome. Love it, Q. Love it, Q. Absolutely.
That's why I love Q. Was there even a question?
No.
It was kind of quick for Q. That was a short.
He just wanted to hang out.
I think he was scared of Jake.
He
made that evident.
Q just wanted to hang out. All right. Some guys you're taking early in the draft. YouTube's going to kill us for this. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Some guys early in the draft that are going off that we don't like. I know one, you've been proclaiming this, Matt, for a while. But you were out on Justin Verlander.
Yeah, I'm not paying the price on Verlander. He can very well have a fantastic season. He's a warrior and all that. It's just another year added on. I know he's looked good in spring training this year. He looked great in spring training last year, too. Pretty much similar numbers. Last two seasons, you want to go back 2 years, say you had the coming off the core surgery, whatever. It's just been, he hasn't been good in the first half. I mean, he wasn't good for the first 4 months last year. The strikeout percentage wasn't there. The walk percentage was, four or five. You know, it was ugly. Those final 2 months were fantastic. And the playoff run, great. But I get it. The ballpark, the team makes all that sense. For me, I'm willing to be wrong this year if that's the case. He's anywhere from 12 to 15 in my rankings. It's going back and forth. I don't know what the hell to do with Zach Greinke anymore. So for me with Verlander, I don't own him anywhere right currently, and I don't see myself owning him as the stakes get higher this weekend and next.
Jake, what about you when it comes to Justin Verlander?
It's the funny thing is, so this is one of the reasons I do projections. This is why I always have, is because I try to take out my biases. And I'm with Matt, as I don't want Justin Verlander. There's a lot of areas where I have concern. You know, you saw the stark contrast and the change of once he came to the Astros. Whether or not you believe that's going to carry over to another season where he pitched a lot in the postseason, and he's one of the first pitchers to admit and come out and say how much more that means to your arm, to your next season, and the wear and tear. But it's the situation I'm going to compare to fantasy football from a few years ago with Carson Palmer. The next year, I didn't want to put Carson Palmer back in the QB1 status. I just didn't want to. But looking at the numbers from the year before, it's kind of like, how do you not? I don't think it's quite that bad, because the next year, Carson Palmer just completely bombed, but he was also hurt a little bit. But Justin Verlander, according to my projections, he's a top 11 pitcher, and I don't feel great about it, and I'm still being conservative. Like, I still have Justin Verlander for a 3.54 ERA, a 1.15 whip, and 214 strikeouts. Those are all reasonable conservative numbers, and he's still lands inside the top 11 because of that. I don't want him there, but unless he really takes a huge step back, he's going to finish inside that range.
All right, continuing on with other players that we aren't exactly in on. I know you've had some major concerns here, Matt, when it comes to Zach Greinke now, right? Like, Zach Greinke was a guy that you liked, and now that you're hearing the same velocity nonsense.
It's even worse this year.
And it's even worse this year.
But see, I'm pissed because last year, I was on him, and then I got off him. This year, I had him just outside the top 10. I don't own him, but I don't see myself owning him again now. And now I'm going to be like, if I see this guy in the next 2 months just being Zach Greinke I thought he could be, I'm just going to be pissed off. But when I hear 85, I get scared. I mean, anybody should get scared. I think he's a hell of a pitcher. Is it just that does he have a different approach, which is very cerebral, to say, you know what, in spring training, I'm going to work my way up. I'm going to take my time with it. I know this is best for me. This is the regimen I need to do. If that's the case, then he's probably going to become a hell of a bargain this weekend and next weekend, and I'm going to miss out on that. So I'm just being honest with people. I don't know what to do with him anymore.
Jake?
Yeah, I moved him down a little bit after this latest news, only because he's admitting that it's a concern. And it's not the fact that we didn't see this last year. So it's two things. We saw this last year, but it wasn't this bad. His miles per hour has been going down year after year after year after year in the regular season. Was still extremely effective with it last year, but it's also his fastball is creeping closer and closer to his changeup, because for some reason his changeup is getting faster. Maybe that's just what happens with age. I'm not the baseball scientist to know why you would have your changeup get faster while your fastball is decreasing. You would think it would both be about the same, but they're getting closer. And when you get closer, we know the effectiveness is lost. At the second point, it's partly because it's mental with him. We've seen him fail mentally in the past. Part of the reason why he hasn't succeeded in locations, we saw with the Yankees, that he gets in his own head. He's admitted he's not a good team leader, that he can get inside of his own head, all these other factors. That's part of my concern too. And if he's already mentioning that he's concerned about it, and he just hopes, this is his quote, was he hopes that people still swing and miss at his other stuff. I had to move him down a little bit. I originally, with the Humidor, wanted him inside the top 12, top 10. I have him now at 14, sandwiched between Darvish and Quintana.
Yeah, and I think I probably want Darvish or Quintana more, personally, Jake, for me. I think they are close, but I think for me, I'd rather want the other guys. Now, Matt, one last one I want to ask you about before we hit the break, and that's Charlie Blackmon. He's a first-round pick, but I know you're a little cold on him.
I'm not that I'm cold on him. I don't expect him to run as much this year, especially if he's going to move from leadoff to hitting third or fourth in this lineup. I mean, he stole 14 bases last year. He was thrown out 10 times. He has been a stud the last 4 years. He plays in Coors Field. But here's the thing. He'll be 32 this year. If the Rockies don't get off to a good start, say, maybe within the first couple of months, you know, the Giants got better, the Diamondbacks are, you know, adding pieces to their puzzle, putting in a Humidor. I think the Rockies are going to look to trade him. I mean, it just makes sense. They can't keep doing what they do, and like guys like Cargo, you know, they don't trade him and get anything for him. So I'm just worried if he gets traded, the stolen base effect, if that goes down, look, he's still going to bat for average. He's still going to hit home runs, score runs. If he's batting third, he'll drive runs in. I'm just more concerned. I don't think he's a bust, but I have concerns about him.
Jake?
I honestly missed who we're talking about because I'm hearing stuff in my ears.
Charlie Blackmon there.
All right, thank you for that. What's the concern that he's a bust? I don't think so at all.
Okay.
I don't see any reason for a decrease in his numbers at all.
Okay, so you're totally buying it. I know Matt's concerned. Draft stock, the speed's not really a thing anymore. But Jake, not concerned at all. Drafting in the first round where his ADP is, right, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. When we come back, we will send you an FSTOT with a guest of our own. Stick around. More right after this.
Fantasy Sports Today.
I'm sitting up here trying not to laugh in Lenny Melnick's face while I'm on the telephone. And then finally Lenny says, "You're finished in this industry. I'm going to bury your
Did you tell him that you were the Black Panther of Fantasy Sports?
No, he didn't know that. He's going to come at me talk about, have you ever drafted your own team? I'll tell the audience, no, they still going to put me in the league. You know why? Because people watch me. Do not ever raise your voice to speak to me again. I'm done with you. See you later, Lenny.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, you heard the promo there from Corey Parson earlier this morning. We didn't start the fire, Pomona. It's true. That was all Corey. You heard the promo.
It wasn't me.
You heard the promo from earlier this morning of Corey speaking about comments with the legend Lenny Melnick. Proud right now to welcome in the legend Lenny Melnick. Good morning, Lenny.
And good morning, and I'm proud to be on this show, and I'll tell you why. Usually there are two hosts, which means that there's a 50% chance of getting one with any class. In this show, there's two-thirds of a chance, so that's 66%, and so it's much better. So good morning to you all.
All right, so, Lenny, so you still mad?
Oh, I was never mad.
No, you are not. The way
Why should
you,
I be mad?
The way you was yelling on the telephone yesterday, Lenny, you was mad. I want you to yell like that right now, Lenny.
Well, I will tell you something, Corey. I will, because you know what happened? When you hung up on me, I still continue yelling. And the reason I didn't realize you were not on the phone was because I got the same response from a dial tone that I got from you.
I had nothing to say. I'm sitting there listening to you yelling.
The IQ of you and the dial tone were the same.
Okay.
So I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I want that same energy, that same passion, that same anger you had in your voice.
Shut up. Don't tell me
what to do. Who are
you telling
to shut up? I'll have them hang up on you, Lenny. I want that same energy. Come on, bring the same energy. Let's go.
Your listener told me to call.
Let's go.
Your listener told me that you wanted me to call, so I'm doing that. You want to tell me? What should I say, Corey? Tell me what to say.
Say the things you were saying yesterday, Lenny.
Okay, I'll say the things that I was saying yesterday. I'll tell you, well, first of all, you didn't listen, so how could you?
I was listening to you, Lenny. The same energy you had on the phone yesterday, Lenny.
You don't even understand what I'm mad about.
The same energy you had on the phone yesterday. Bring it to me now, Lenny. Don't cop, please, now. I want that same energy. Come on, bring it. I'm listening.
Very good. Don't talk to me for a second. Let me tell you why. You don't even know why I'm angry. You have no idea why. You think it's because of what of you said. You know, plenty of people probably think that Andrea got in on my coattails, right? Plenty of people do. But to hear that from a so-called fake friend was disgusting. You know, I expected to hear that from plenty of people. We all get that, okay? We all get that. Everybody's jealous. Everybody's got their stuff. But you, as a friend that I thought you were a friend, that's betrayal. And that's disappointing. And you should be ashamed of yourself for what you did. You could think it.
For making,
no problem.
For making radio?
Listen to me. You told me to speak. I'm speaking, so keep your mouth shut.
I'm not going to let you talk to me like that, Lenny. You know that's not going to happen.
Hang up?
Well, I'm not going to hang up. I'm just going
to lose your second listener.
Lenny, all right, you know, I'm not even going to go there with you. But go ahead. Keep yelling. Keep telling me how wrong I am.
I'm telling you very calmly. Hearing it from somebody who claimed to be a friend.
For making radio. I make radio. I do a good job at it, too.
You make radio what?
I do a good job at it. Last week when I made that comment, I was making radio. So I upset you for making radio. I'm sorry.
You were making radio on behalf and throwing your friend under the bus. That's the problem that you don't get. You think you're hot stuff, but when you start throwing your friends under the bus for your own purposes, everybody should know that. You know, it's Corey number one and nobody else. So you did it for your own purposes, and you did it to – now, did Andrea help you last year with some players?
Yes.
Yes, and you're criticizing her?
I'm not criticizing
her. You haven't even drafted?
I didn't criticize
her. And you're
proud
to say that you're in Tower Wars and you haven't even drafted your own team?
I didn't criticize her.
No,
I didn't criticize her.
Are you kidding me?
I criticized you. I didn't criticize her. I criticized you.
You criticized me for what? Now, listen to me very carefully. You're a football guy, right? Right? You're a football guy, which is fine. You're fine. That's fine. You're very good at football. And you're probably good at baseball, too, better than most people think, because most people don't think. But here's the problem. In football, the quarterback hands off to the running back. The pulling guard opens up the hole.
Letty, I'm sorry. I got to cut this off. I got 10 seconds to break. We're going to come back. FST OT is next. Corey Parson, Jake Seeley, Matt Modica. I'm Greg Sussman. I'll see you in the BFFs.